I mean, how could you not love them instantly? And they didn't even have probably their best, not probably their best offensive kid.
I was like, in the alternate universe, I said, Caleb Sean is watching this. And guys, we're fine.
They've done this before. They did this. I mean, they've done it to great teams before. So it's just like, I don't even know if that's really a big win for him.
He is a leader on defense. I mean, this kid has a motor, man. I mean, you can just tell he gets into the game and he starts to defend and everybody just kind of rallies behind him. He's just, he's their leader. Like, he's everything for them.
He's him.
He's him. If you don't love that win, you don't love Arizona small ball. I mean, I don't care what level you're on. That performance is one that's going to go in the record books. What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. Your other host, Reyes, is here with me as always. And we're actually here in the studio face-to-face for the holidays. And we got a special Christmas edition of the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. We've never done this before. We're going to hand out gifts to every single region in the small ball. And you know this too, Santa had 9 reindeer that led his sleigh. We're going to pick our 9 best coaches that if we had to pick that would lead our sleigh in Christmas Eve or whatever. And Reyes has got some question look on his face, but we're going to get into a big dog. Merry Christmas, Reyes.
Merry Christmas, man.
Hey, it's Christmas Day, big dog.
It is Christmas Day. That's how dedicated. We left our families, bro.
My kids were literally midway through opening up their Christmas presents, and I was like, hey, I got to go.
Here we are.
And you know what my son said, Lou?
What did he say?
He's 2 years old. He said, do it for the pod. Hey, we want to say a huge Merry Christmas to all of you guys. And we know that the holidays are a time where it's really busy and crazy. But we want you to know that we don't take it lightly that you are spending time, you're choosing to hang out with us and just talk about Arizona small ball during the holidays, during Christmas Day. I picture some of you guys maybe assembling some Christmas presents or cleaning up your house after like the chaotic Christmas morning and just blasting the pod wherever you are. And we're super excited to bring you this Christmas edition of the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. There was a lot of games that happened this past week, and no disrespect to any of those teams, but we kind of felt like, Reyes, what are you going to say?
They just weren't that exciting.
Yeah, we just weren't, our eyes weren't drawn to them. We definitely followed a lot of the games. But instead of recapping games that we weren't super excited
it's
about.
It's a holiday special. It's a holiday special.
It's Christmas, and we wanted to give respect to Christmas, and we talked about this behind closed doors.
Do you know the history about Christmas?
I do.
Let's hear it.
Why don't you tell me about the history of Christmas?
Hey, I know.
Podcast episodes, dude, you have demonstrated your lack of history.
I've demonstrated? Dude, just wait till some of my answers, because I'm about to pull out some history.
Okay,
well, let's hear it, though, dude. I mean, you're the history teacher, supposedly.
So Christmas, there's a guy by the name of Saint Nick.
Okay.
Well, which one do you want?
Either version.
Well, what do you want? You want the one that actually matters, or do you want like the, you know, whatever?
I want the one that matters, dude.
You want the one that
matters. Does the podcast matter?
The podcast matters. It's the most important thing in the world.
Well, then that's what I want to hear.
Okay, so we're not going to get into the whole Christmas story.
Because you don't know.
But we all, shut up. I didn't like that.
I can tell.
I didn't like that, bro.
I know you did it.
Okay, so we're going to get into this. We were trying to think of some fun Christmas ideas for you guys here on Christmas Day, and we thought it would be super fun if we went to each region and gave them a gift that we thought they would like. And we had a ton of fun coming up with this stuff. I know you had a ton of fun, Reyes. And full disclosure, I have not shared mine with Reyes, and Reyes has not shared his with mine. We're going to go through each region, but before we do this, we felt like we should probably do some little Christmas music, and yeah, let's get into this.
Nice little segue.
Yeah, it'll be really good, man. Let's do this.
This is how you get flagged, fellas.
Okay, you know what? If Mariah Carey ends up calling our podcast, I'm going to say we've made it.
I think so.
I say we've made it.
I will happily take that cease and desist.
I know. So let's talk about, before we get into sharing what our gifts were, we should say this. We put it out on our social media platforms. If you were Santa and you had to gift regions a gift for this Christmas season, what would you do? And we got some responses. Some were pretty funny. Some were wildly inappropriate. But that's okay. We're gonna get into it. So Reyes, I'm gonna let you do the honors, man. What were some of the best ones that you had?
Dude, there were some pretty funny ones, honestly. The main theme that I saw, I'm assuming this was Highland Prep's kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were saying Phoenix Christian needs a new rim. That's what they would gift. Scary hours, right? Shouts out to Presley eBay for literally ripping off the rim.
How much do you feel like they loved to do it, saying that?
I bet they loved it.
It's perfect, dude.
Yeah, so that was a common theme, right? Someone did say Phoenix Christian a new rim. 1A East, boot North Valley to the 2A.
Oh, that's going to happen next year.
Not mad about that. 1A East, an easier schedule. I wonder who said that. Give Mountainside a new gym.
So, okay, I saw that one. I've never seen Mountainside's gym.
Me neither. I saw their football field from, like, the film.
Okay.
Could use some work.
Okay.
But, hey, it looks like it's at a park.
Okay.
Respectfully.
Maybe it is.
Who knows?
Nothing wrong with that.
Fun fact about this, small ball history. When I was playing football, we went to go play at Mojave Accelerate, and we played at a park.
Really?
Swear to God. There's other little
just
soccer.
Like a town park.
Yep.
Like soccer. Butler, pretty much.
Pretty much.
That's sweet. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with parks. I love parks.
No, that's cool.
It's all about the community.
Yeah, you know, it's just a high school game. No big deal. Yeah, but anyways.
Won that game?
We did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know, right?
Slight flex.
Boo Patriots. No, not really. I actually do like the Patriots a lot. Yeah, a lot of it was just, you know, Phoenix Christian needs a new rim, but a lot of the emojis were funny. Like, a lot of crying emojis is like how funny it was. Mm-hmm. Could be disrespectful. Someone put... the 3A South Central. I'd gift them a schedule without Valley Christian.
Dude, I think that's a good one, right?
So, a Santan Foothills player, I'm assuming, or coach put beating Florence.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's think about that for a second, right? Imagine that region without Valley Christian. Like, all those teams would be like, okay, we have maybe a chance to, you know.
Globe would have a shot.
You know, a lot of teams would say, we got a shot, you know? So you need to chill out on this podcast, bro. Like, that's crazy.
That is pretty wild. But respectfully.
But, yeah, I mean, think about that. Taking Valley Christian, that'd be a good Christmas present for some people because LA Ironwood would probably be really happy. They'd probably be mad, though. They like the competition.
You think?
I think they like the competition. I think Coach Nick loves it. He wants to beat them.
St. Nick.
You wanted the Christmas story. You wanted the real one versus the not important one. I'm going to give you the small ball one.
Let's hear it.
Coach Nick, before he was a coach,
was
actually a member of a church. And he would see kids that were struggling. And he would buy them presents and he would give it to them. And just to show respect, they called it Saint Nick. And, you know, old Saint Nick. It's Christmas Santa. It's Nick from Coach Nick from Alien Ironwood.
You heard it here first, fellas.
Saint Nick. We have to make a graphic with a Christmas hat and like old
and,
Saint
and
Nick.
And then put him on there. Something like that. We'll figure that out. Shouts out to Coach Nick, man. He's doing a great job at Alien Ironwood.
Shouts out to our social media guy who's going to make that happen.
Yeah. He deserves a Christmas bonus. Anyways, with that being said, though, someone put for the 2A Central region, it's not even a gift, bro, but someone would gift someone who can guard Bryce Anderson. What are the odds that he said that himself?
I know who sent that in, but I'm not going to say. I'm not going to out anybody, you know? But, yeah, I mean.
Some of the stuff got a little you know, crazy. Someone put the private schools in 4A or higher since they already played those schools in non-conference.
Hey, shout outs to
give the private schools lumps of coal for recruiting players. Dude, golly, dude.
It's just like no holding back.
No holding back on that one. There was, right here. Give the 3A North talented, taller basketball players so they can actually compete with the private schools.
Ooh. That's interesting. We all know what happens when the 3A North gets some tall, some heist.
Scary hours, please.
We know what happens.
Put MVCA, more teams. Yeah, there was a really funny one, though. It was really inappropriate, and I'm just going to say it because I thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. I forgot what region they said it for. But
and we don't need to say which region. We're not gonna say it's probably better if we don't say
which region. Yeah,
it's
probably a better way. Yeah, but someone said that they would gift a certain region STDs.
No, what? Free STD testing.
Oh, free STD testing.
It's like, what in the world? Like, that's crazy. Yeah, so somebody said free STD testing. Another person wrote in and said for a region, basketball for dummies book. And then another person said for another region, gift them a real coach. I was like, dang. That's crazy, you know. Those are just what people write in. That's not us, folks. So we have no control over that, but we can read them. We're not being specific, but man, that's funny, dude.
That is pretty funny. That's dicey.
Okay, so we're gonna get into this, and we're gonna share our own now, right? So right now we're playing the role of Santa. We're gonna gift a region, and it could be the way we laid this thing out is it could be a gift for the entire region, or it could be a gift for a team in that region. Either one is fair game. So we thought that we could start in the 3A, right? Let's start in the 3A North. I mean, you should know this if you're a small ball fanatic, right? 3A North is Alchis A, Chinle, Ganado, Monument Valley, Page, Tuba City, Window Rock, all those reservation teams. Awesome. Super fun to cover. And, you know, we all know this. This goes without saying, but Reyes is biased towards the reservation schools, but it's all
very
good. You know,
very.
He's staying true. Here, I'm going to say my gift first, okay? So for my gift, I would gift the 3A North at least 2 6'11" kids so that way they could compete against the bigger schools and things like that. Because I'm going to say this, dude. We all know what happened last time. Paige had a 6'11" kid. What happened?
I forgot.
You didn't want a state title.
I don't want to talk about it.
Right? I'm sure Stuart Sandel didn't forget, right? I'm sure Coach Smith didn't forget. So I would gift them some height because I love seeing reservation teams that kind of stumble upon some height. So Merry Christmas to the 3A North from Arizona Small Ball Santa.
So here's my 3A North. So I went per team, and I thought this was kind of fun.
So you gave a gift to each team.
Each team. Except for
Classic Reyes.
Classic. I know.
Did you gift a team for every team in every region?
No.
Okay, so just for the reservation in 3A.
I did it for...
That sounds good. I was just making sure.
No, I did a couple teams. I got like a single gift. So for Paige, I did say that. I said Paige gets Stuart Standle right now, right?
Just he gets him back? He's kind of rusty, though.
No, I mean, senior year Stuart Standle, oh, okay, you freaking
well,
idiot.
Well, you said right now Stuart
You're so
Standle.
Stupid, bro.
Your Stuart Standle hasn't played in 3 years.
Freaking idiot. I'll just say gets Harley Upton. Oh. They're 6'5 shooting guard.
Okay.
Chinle gets Burbank. Cooper Burbank.
Dang.
Monument Valley gets Bijo.
Okay,
throw him back in there. Ganado, you might not know this one, but Ganado used to, back in the day, had a 6'8 center, Jamal Coleman.
Look at you going back into the history books.
Played
dude.
Against him. That's how I remember.
If you guys could all see Reyes' face, he was so proud to drop.
I'm even more proud to drop this one right here. Just get ready for this one. Okay. So, yeah, Jamal Coleman, he was
you
actually.
You played against him.
Yeah, I did play. He
did
was legit.
You get.
Did I get dunked on?
Dunked on by him?
No.
Oh.
I had no reason being guarding 6'8".
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 5'9", right?
Just making sure. You're not 5'9".
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Stupid. Freaking idiot. So, and then Tuba City, this one was tough, right? I was like, man, like, there was like a couple of kids I remember like back, but then I remember when Sales brought this one guy, but I forgot his name. So then I went in the history books, right?
Mm-hmm.
So went back in small ball time machine. Okay. And 2003, Devin Doogie or Dugay. He's a 6'5 shooting guard. He averaged 24 points, 8 rebounds, and he was a nominated McDonald's All-American.
No, he wasn't. McDonald's All-American?
Swear to God.
Look, my gosh.
6'5 shooting guard. Tuba City.
What was his name?
Devin Dugay. Doogie? Dookie? I think like Dugay. Doogie. I don't know. But yeah, so that was him. And then for Window Rock, they already got that nice facility, so they get nothing. They get nothing.
What do you have against the Scouts, bro?
I like their gym a lot.
Whoa. Okay.
I feel like they have everything.
So you're basically giving them a lump of coal?
Well, no, not necessarily.
I want to hear you say you're giving the Window Rock Scouts, the Fighting Scouts, a lump of coal.
You know what? I'll do you one better. The Window Rock Fighting Scouts get Coach Raul Mendoza.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's good. I was going to say, you got to gift everybody something if you're going to do it.
Okay.
So.
Anyways, next region.
Okay, so that's the 3A North. Let's go to the 3A South. Catalina, Empire, Palo Verde Magnet, Push, Sabino, Safford, San Miguel, Tanque Verde, and Thatcher. You can start this one off since you just left off.
Yeah, so 3A South. Mine was just for everybody. Everyone gets a Bradley Curtis.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going like players right now. I love that. That's great, dude. I love it.
What'd you say?
So Bradley Curtis, you know, just graduated last year. I learned a lot about this kid, but man, a great, great small ball player. One of the best honestly, one of the best dunkers I've seen in a really long time.
Especially for his height, too.
Gosh, he can get up for how tall and lanky he was.
Alumni game.
A small ball alumni
game. From like 2013. From back 2013 to up. Dude, that'd be so fun.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so my gift is simple, and it's for the entire region. I would gift this entire region a private jet that says the 3A South, so that way they could fly anywhere in Arizona and play anybody, because I know that travel is such a hard thing for them, and that's why they play so many mid-major schools that are kind of around them in the Tucson area. But how sweet if they had a little private jet they could hop on and just...
That's not bad.
...and take off. I think that's a great gift, man. It's expensive.
It is.
It's a very expensive gift.
Yeah, our gifts are a little bit different. Okay, I like this.
That's great. I love it, man. All right, let's go to the 3A North Central. This is a region that is very near and dear to our hearts.
Oh, I went out for this one.
This is the region that we currently coach in. I guess I coach in, but Reyes used to coach in.
I volunteer now.
For Maryville Prep, you know, the Magicians. But
go Matadors.
The 3A North Central.
Bro, we crossed the Desert Heights.
Borgay Catholic, Camp Verde, Chino Valley, Fountain Hills, Northwest, Scottsdale Christian, and Wickenburg.
Okay, you kick this one off.
Yeah, I'm going to, and I'm really excited about this because I kind of want to see this happen, but I would gift the North Central a coaches league where they played against each other.
Hey, as far as like region and coaches, I think our
let's
region.
Let's talk about that for a second.
I think our region has a coach that can still play today. I swear to God, bro.
Okay, so look, we got to start at the top, right? Borgay Catholic. You got Otis Frazier.
And if you're laughing, bro, at this freaking response, I'm telling you right now, dude, Coach Ray Otis, I hope you're listening. Mm-hmm. He will give you the business, dude.
I'm going to link his highlight reel that was posted from like a couple months ago. This is not, he played at Butler, you know, an alumni from Butler. He's got clips of him playing in the tournament, I think. Like, he's legit. I'm telling you. We know him, the Jeans, his son and all that, too. Playing at UTEP right now, I think.
UTEP.
But
go Miners, right?
Yeah, go Miners. So, I mean, Otis is no joke, right? So you got him at the top. You got Coach Dan Wall out of Camp Verde, and I'm just saying.
Y'all don't know, but people probably know.
Coach Wall.
He will give you the business.
Is such a lockdown defender. Like, there's been times where I'm playing against him, and I just literally give the ball up because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's so
yo-yo.
Intense. It's yo-yo. Yeah, there you go. But Coach Wall is in this one. Chino Valley. That's the one that, you know.
Rec League.
Maybe a little bit, you know.
Respectfully.
We just don't know much about. But then we go to Fountain Hills, and we got Coach Bonner.
Hey, West Texas, that's D2.
And
high-level D2.
As much as we talk about Coach Bonner and how great of a coach he is.
As a player,
I mean, I forget
story,
who we were talking to.
Hogs.
I think it was Hogs, but he said, you know, that kid gave me, like, nightmares as a player, and now it's even more so as a coach, right? So you got Bonner. You've got Cooks at Northwest Christian, who's some small ball history. He was the point guard for Coach Wall at their school that they went to in college. So they played college together.
Northwest, baby.
So Coach Cook, he's got a little something in there. You know, Coach Wall says that he was really athletic and a really good point guard. And you go to Scottsdale Christian, you got Coach Anderson.
The leading leader at Point Loma,
bro.
Do
you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's that.
Hey, when's the last time you think he got up and down, though?
I think he's gotten up and down a lot, dude.
I bet he still gets a business.
I'm just saying, dude. He probably gets in there. When I was in high school.
Well, talk about the height real quick. First of all, dude, that's a pretty stacked team. Coach Cook running the one. Yeah, Coach Bonner, who's like, what, 6'2", whatever, running the wing. Mm-hmm. Coach Dan Wall, 6'2". Anderson's freaking 6'8".
That's a tough squad right there, dude.
Who else?
This is so funny, dude. This is fun. Scottsdale Christian. When I was in high school, actually, my coach, we were really bad in high school. And we would do layup lines, and our coach just used to stand under the rim, and he just used to block us when we'd go up. And, like, there would be times where nobody scored. He would just swat us away, and he would just be like, get that out of here. Get that out of here.
Was he taller?
Get that out of here. He was only, like, 6'2", but I thought he was, like, 6'9", you know? Like, it was crazy. I picture Coach Anderson doing something like that, but I'm sure he gets in there. And then when you go to Wickenburg, you got
Chewy. Hey, he played college, too.
Who was good. So, I mean, that's why
I wanted to gift this. Sad, bro.
So what I picture, and I know I said, like, gift a league to the North Central with the coaches, but, like, you know, I picture if Borgay Catholic plays against Fountain Hills, then Otis would play one-on-one against Coach Bonner, right?
No, I'm not even thinking.
And vice
I'm
versa.
Not,
what are you thinking? That's what that would be my gift to them.
No, my gift is literally get all those coaches in our region and play against all the other coaches in every other region, like a region league. Like literally.
Like a small ball coaches region league.
Our
region would be stacked.
Our region would win.
Well, we don't know. We think so. Hey. There's some other coaches that can play. I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go ahead. What's your gift?
For the 3A South, right? Or no?
For the 3A North Central.
For the 3A North Central, I gifted the 3A North reservation gyms.
Oh, dude, I love that. Everybody just gets reservation gyms.
Everybody gets reservation gyms.
You know what? I think every single team on this region deserves a reservation gym.
Amen.
Every single team.
Amen.
And you know what? On top of that, every single team in small ball deserves a reservation gym. Everybody deserves that.
They're so freaking sick.
Gosh, dude, I'm jealous of it.
Anyways.
Okay, let's move on to the 3A South Central. You go ahead and do this one. What did you gift them?
So for the 3A South Central, this is actually kind of funny. I gave Globe, Caleb Shaw, and Valley out.
Oh my gosh. I just give Globe Caleb Shaw. I love that, dude.
Just see what happens.
What do you think? Where do you think they fall?
I don't know, dude. Valley's out.
Right, I know. So what, you're looking at an ALA Ironwood, you're looking at a Coolidge, a Gilbert Christian. This is in no particular order. A Florence. I should say the teams in here, right? ALA Anthem South, Ironwood, Ben Franklin, Coolidge, Florence, Gilbert Christian, Globe, Santan Foothills, and then Valley Christian, but you're saying throw them out. Globe is probably finishing
4-3.
I think maybe. I don't know.
I want to get crazy and say like 2 or like, you know what I mean?
Not one. I don't think one. But I mean, I don't know. As you say in our intro, Caleb Shaw walked in and just said, hey guys, we're fine.
Hop on the back, guys.
I'm just saying.
Back's feeling kind of light. Need an extra load.
Okay, so for the 3A South Central, mine is pretty simple, but I've always wanted to see this ever since following Arizona Small Ball. But I would gift them like the most amazing reservation team that we've ever seen. I think that would be so fun to see, like...
Give them a reservation team?
Mm-hmm. Like, add in a reservation team on this region that is just, like... If you picture the Alchesays from years ago.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
You know what I mean? So then you see like a Valley Christian.
Or like the Winslows.
Right. But so you see a Valley Christian and a Gilbert Christian and ALA Ironwood having to play against this other team that has a totally different style than they do. Like, dude, that'd be, and you know they would all love it. It'd give them headaches, but dude, that'd be so fun.
So fun.
And so fun to watch.
Hey, that's a solid one. I like that. Okay. The 3A East. Yeah, hit it.
Okay. So I'm going into this one. I'm going to gift, and if you know, you know, and I've got nothing but love for Winslow. You know this. I love going to Winslow. I got nothing but love for Coach Nelson. But I'm going to gift Winslow some new heaters for their locker room. Because, I mean, we went there and played, I think it was the third game of the season. It was freezing cold, and we walk into this locker room that was like, it felt like it was -2 in there. And they had these two heaters in the corner, and there was nothing coming out of them. And we're all like, these things aren't even working, and we're all just sitting there freezing. So I'd gift them some new heaters, some really nice heaters. If you've been to Winslow's locker room this year, you know what I'm talking about. Get them some new heaters. Merry Christmas.
I gifted the 3A East Coach Thompson's.
Oh.
Just a bunch of Coach Thompson's.
Just a bunch of Coach Thompson's for some defense, huh?
Let's see what happens.
Are you saying that the 3A East doesn't play defense?
They do.
Okay. Just a little bit more emphasis, you're saying?
A little bit more emphasis.
Okay, I like it. That's good. Okay, so let's go to the 3A West. All right.
I'll kick this one off. For the 3A West, I put they need better mascots. That's what I'm gifting them, better mascots.
Really? You know, I was actually thinking about that for this specific region.
Come on. Bulldogs. Came in Bulldogs.
I like the Bulldogs, actually. I love Bulldogs.
Really? I don't. It's too used. Yuma Cat.
You did it wrong.
But I know. That's like a pig. Yuma Catholic Shamrocks.
I don't mind the. What would you prefer, the Leprechauns? Over
I want. Shamrock? I want the criminals.
Yeah, that's true.
I know they're Catholics, but I don't care. They are criminals,
dude. Yuma Catholics Catholic are criminals.
Catholics are criminals.
Hey, you got to chill with that, bro. That's getting a little bit. We just lost like 2 listeners right there. Probably Reyes is crazy. He's just joking, and we're gonna move on from that. Oh my gosh.
Hey, what do you? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just.
Like, you don't like the Phoenix?
ALA West Foothills Guardians.
You don't like that?
Freaking stupid.
You don't like the Minotaurs?
That's probably the best one in there.
Yeah, I feel like that's that has some 1A vibes to me.
Broncos, Parker, not bad. Tonopah Valley, Phoenix, not bad.
You don't like the Dust Devils?
It's all right. Yeah. I'm not really that fan of it.
Yeah, no, I get you.
So out of the 3A West, one of the Minotaurs is freaking sick.
I was actually thinking about gifting that for this region, so that's good, man. I feel you.
All right, what about you?
Great minds think alike. For me in the 3A West, I'm going to gift them some better competition. That's what I would do.
Oh, that's exciting. That's a really good one.
Just because, I mean, every year we've done this, we've always talked about this region, and we always say that it's Yuma Catholics to lose, and, you know, all these other teams, like, we're trying to figure out who's going to be second or third, but we know who's going to be number one. You know that they would love to have some better competition in the 3A West, and so I would give them a team that was really good and competitive. Maybe a couple teams, actually. Maybe three teams that were really, really competitive.
Mm.
So I like that with the 3A West. And we're not going to touch the Independents because they're not in a region, so I think we're probably on the same page with that.
The lump of coal.
Yeah, so we give them a lump of coal for not being in a region. Let's move on to the 2A. And for the 2A North, Reyes, actually, why don't you kick this one off? Because I could not decide on a gift for this region.
Yeah, the 2A North is kind of hard for me. It's kind of so backwards, right? Because for 3A South Central, I gifted Globe Caleb Shaw. For the 2A North, I gave everybody a BJ Burries.
Oh, my gosh. I love that, too. That's
just
awesome.
Electric scoring.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think what I'm going to do here.
I should have gifted Gray Hills a region title. Damn it. I guess I still can.
I'm going to give Gray Hills a region title, actually. No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna gift Valley Sanders a brand new mascot, and I don't know what it is.
You don't like the Pirates?
No, I hate the Pirates, actually, and there's a story behind that.
Arg!
I mean, I don't want to talk too much about when I was in high school, but like when I was in high school, my senior year, we played against this big 6A school, the Hidalgo Pirates. And my coach was like, hey, this is going to be good for us. It's going to make us better throughout the year. We were, like, smaller than a 1A school, like, here in Arizona. So we go to show up and play. I'll never forget. My dad looked at me, and he said, hey, show them how they do it in the Christian schools. And I was like, all right, I got you, Dad.
Have you told this? I don't think you told have you told
I think I have. And I went out there, and we ended up losing by 70 points to them. And it was like, and they were the Pirates. And we went out to eat afterwards at a pizza place, and guess who was there?
Who?
The Hidalgo Pirates. So ever since then, I've always hated the Pirates, you know, the Marauders, all that kind of stuff. I'd gift them a new mascot. I don't know what it is, but I'd gift them a new one.
Valley Sander Vipers.
No, it's not bad.
Valley Sanders.
Sandman.
That's pretty cool.
The Sandman.
Valley Sanders.
Men. The men.
The men.
The humans.
Sponges.
The humans. That could be a mascot. Just the humans.
Fucking stick figure.
Hey, dude, you gotta... It's not Patreon. And it's a Christmas episode.
You know what?
Dude.
I'm sorry. I didn't even say the full word.
You literally did, dude.
They didn't hear it. Anyways, let's move on. So...
2A Metro is next.
What do you got for that?
2A Metro, and I forgot, I haven't been saying teams, so just in case you don't know. 2A Metro is Highland Prep West, Madison Highland, PCD, Rancho Solano, Scottsdale Prep, Sedona Red Rock, and Veritas Prep.
My give was in to put them in a different tax bracket.
Oh, you see? What does it cost to go to PCD?
I heard. I don't know how true this is.
Well, no, you can look it up.
No, you probably look it up, but like I knew one of the kids at my old jobs that like, took her daughter there, mm-hmm. and she was like, I don't even know, like a second grader or whatever. I suppose it was like 30 to 40 grand.
To each semester?
Something like that, yeah, for tuition.
Okay, let me see here. PCD, tuition and affordability. I'm just looking this up on the Google because we know how reliable that is. Okay, so tuition for lower school... we don't care about that. For upper school...
How much was the lower school?
Lower school is... Like, pre-K is... Oh, my gosh. I can't even say it.
So, for pre-K... Jesus. So, I was right. I told you. So, for pre-K, we're pretty much advertising for Phoenix Country Day.
We are.
For pre-K, if you want to take your kids there, you know, your kindergarten, preschoolers, you know, just cough up 27 grand, no big deal.
Oh, my God.
K-1,
like,
28,
just like just got punched
28,000, second to fourth, 30, fifth through eight, 32,
Dang.
With an activities fee of 500. Don't forget that. 9 through 12 is 32.
Man.
But there is payment options. One payment, two payment plan, four payment plan, 10 payment plan.
Two payment. I'll split it up into 15 grand. That'll be good. That'll make more sense.
Some slight. So, yeah. So, I mean, read those teams one more time, please. Can you just read those teams again?
Yeah. Highland Prep West, Madison Highland, Phoenix Country Day, Rancho, Scottsdale Prep, Sedona Red Rock, Veritas Prep. Sedona is different than that. But yeah, that's a good gift, though.
But no, that was not my actual gift.
Your actual gift? That was pretty good. I liked that.
I'm going to keep that one, too, for sure. But my other gift to them was give them the two-way south traveling.
Oh, dang, dude. That's tough. Wait, like the 2A South traveling?
Think about who's in the 2A South.
2A South? Oh, yeah, that's true. That's good. I like that. That's positive. I like that.
It's good stuff.
That's really good. Okay, here's my gift for them. It's really positive, actually. My gift for them is for them to have a trip. Like every team in this region to have a trip just like Rancho takes, that everybody in this region, which I mean they probably all could think about money wise, except for maybe a couple, but
I think they could.
But Coach Trigg takes his kids. He's been taking his kids to these trips that are out of state
in the Maldives.
Ever since the Maldives, ever since 2016, they've been doing it. They've gone to different places: New York City, Chicago, Dallas, Boston, San Diego, Newport Beach, Santa Barbara, Las Vegas, Florida, and now Portland, which is where they went this year. It was like a big hoop source tournament. And I mean, their kids have done really well there, and it's been a super cool experience. I was talking to Coach Trigg later last week, and he was saying the reason they started these trips is to do something that other schools just nobody else was doing, and to provide awesome experiences for the kids, which is awesome, and to let them see other areas. And their kids have performed really well. They've played against high level competition. They played at Sierra Canyon when they were number one in the country in 2019, and John Paul II in Dallas when they were a top 25 team in 2020. So they've played against some really high-level competition. They've gotten seen by a lot of scouts and call it. I feel like I'm just pitching Rancho Solano right now for anybody listening to this. Like, go there if you want to take a freaking awesome trip.
Rancho Solano Mustangs. Do you like their mascot? I think it'd be something cooler.
I like it. I think it suits them.
Rancho Solano.
I feel like it really suits them. Like, I've thought that multiple times, even before we did the podcast. Like, it made sense, you know?
It fits.
Yeah. And this past, just a slight plug here for Rancho. Are you all right, dude?
I'm good, dude.
Just a slight plug for what they did do in this tournament. They went 3-1. They won the Consolation Championship. They beat LaSalle Catholic, who was 5A, Oregon City, who was 6A, and Ann Wright, who was a top 1A in Seattle. Jake Miller was named second team all tournament and finished fourth in the tournament in scoring at 21 points per game. Sagith Vargas was honorable mention all tournament and finished sixth in scoring and averaged 19 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists for the tournament.
Hey, so, we've been talking about Sagith a little bit, but Jake Miller's been playing really well.
Yeah, I know. So they've both been doing really good. It's a super cool trip that they take, and awesome that Coach Trigg is able to do that. So my gift to all of these
senior
teams.
Senior showcase?
Ooh. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. We'll talk about it.
Maybe we'll do senior showcase in Portland now. But anyway, your mind just goes crazy. But yeah, I gift everybody here a trip like Rancho takes because that's awesome.
That's cool.
Okay, you go on.
2A Valley.
Okay, what do you got?
So for the 2A Valley, let's list the names, please.
Oh, yeah. So 2A Valley, Arete Prep, Gilbert Classical, Leading Edge Academy, Miami, San Carlos, and Santan Charter.
I gifted Santan a rematch against Highland Prep, but in the state title game.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's good. Will we see? What are the odds that we see that?
I think it's pretty high.
I mean, honestly, it depends on
matchups and where they end up. Sure. I thought they're going to be in the same bracket.
How fun if they meet in the exact same round again?
It's 50-50.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for the regular season game, let alone a playoff game. So what I gifted the 2A Valley was Valley Christian. Ooh. Just because I would love to see Santan Charter and Valley Christian duke it out two times in a season.
That'd be solid. That's a really awesome. Good gift.
I would love it. Now, Valley Christian will probably hate that gift. That's okay, though. I gift it to them.
That's good stuff. 2A South.
Okay, so the 2A South, I would gift every single...
Who are the teams?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Dang, bro, you said that kind of sassy.
I did.
Okay, 2A South. Chandler Prep, Horizon Honor, Santa Cruz Valley, Sequoia Pathway, St. Augustine, and Tempe Prep. I would gift every single team on here extendable brooms so they can practice against McEnany. Everybody needs an extendable broom that can at least go up to like 9 feet high so that way they can be ready to go against them, against the shot block.
I gifted them Obi-Tan.
Give some history about Obi-Tan for those people who don't know and for those, need to know.
For those of you who probably have jumped in probably the last, I guess, 2 years technically. Yeah, mm-hmm,
yeah,
about 2 years. Obi-Tan, man, where do we even start, right? Decorated coach. He did a lot for the Sabercats at Sabino High School, man. He led a really top-notch program. He had a lot of good talent. Very animated in his philosophy. But he got the job done, man.
He did.
He got his kids to play at a high level, and he was just a great time. And you actually had him on the pod, and you said it was great.
Dude, it was so fun, dude. There was so much editing I had to do on that podcast.
He's a great personality, honestly, yeah,
he's
dude.
He's funny.
But when we so every time we say Obi-Tan, man, we just he's just a goof. He's,
and if you know, awesome. if you know. Okay, so let's go on to the 2A East.
My kid's kind of stupid, but.
Dude, I feel like my gift is freaking baller. I would gift
let me say my gift first. And okay, come on, stupid. Ahead. It's a tank.
Why would you gift them a tank?
Read the names.
Benson, Bisbee, Morenci, Pima, Santa Rita, Tombstone, and Wilcox.
They constantly go to war with each other.
Okay, I like that. That's kind of why I gifted them what I gifted them.
What did you gift them?
I gifted each and every team in this region like a huge thing for ice baths. Because when I think about them, I think about like these hard-nosed players that just battle it out with each other. You know, like they're just freaking going at each other night in and night out. And I didn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay, good. That's probably good. I didn't hear it. But I mean, this is I feel like they play wide open all the time. And I just feel like after every single game, their bodies are hurting. So give them an ice bath. That's my gift.
That's pretty good, David. I mean, Jeff. But with that
Whoa, that's too far, bro. My gosh. I hope nobody from our area is listening to this. Holy cow. Okay, so the 2A Central. Okay. Based is Phoenix, Glendale Prep, Highland Prep, Mountainside, Northland Prep, and Phoenix Christian. I'm going to one-up what some of the, you know, Cohen Hill and Presley eBay said on Instagram of gifting Phoenix Christian a brand new backboard, a new rim. I'm going to gift every single team in this region brand new backboards and rims in preparation for Phoenix Christian and for Presley eBay and for all the dunking that's going to go on at Glendale Prep even, right? I'd gift everybody new backboards and rims just in preparation for that.
I gifted them new gyms.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Glendale Prep's gym is so hard to play in. It's a nice gym.
It's a nice gym.
Highland Prep's gym is small, huh?
A little tiny.
Yeah. Actually, what I have on here is I put PC a new backboard and all these gyms a new backboard and Highland a bigger gym.
Yeah.
That's what I put on there.
That's fair. I think Phoenix Christian can, I mean, they did a little bit of upgrading, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think everybody should be able to get a new
Just
gym.
Gift them a new gym. That's awesome. Man, somewhere Cohen Hill is like, dang, dude. Our gym? You're going to hate on our gym?
Dude, they probably coming out of their little, like, den, the honey badger den.
Just sniffing? Okay. All right. 2A, I don't know what that came out in the audio, but it's all good. 2A West, Arizona Lutheran, Heritage Academy, Kingman Academy, Mojave Accelerated, NFL Yet, St. John Paul II, and Trivium Prep. I gifted them some new mascots because I do not like.
I thought about going that one with new mascot.
I don't like. The only mascot that I like on here is the Coyotes and the Heroes. All the others, I don't like.
You know what's funny? I'm not even a fan of the Heroes.
Dude, that's crazy, man. The Hero? What's your beef with the Heroes?
All their schools are mascots are Heroes.
So?
There's a couple of other like Heritage Academies, and they're all Heroes. I'm tired of it.
Okay, well, whatever. I like the Heroes and the Coyotes. I just don't like all the others. So, yeah.
I gifted them better competition. That's when you said better comp for the 3A West. I gave that for the 2A West.
I see that. Okay, that's good.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, yeah. No hate here. We're just Santa giving out some presents. Okay, let's go on over to the 1A. And you know, the 1A was a little bit challenging to give some gifts to, but let's get into it. Okay, let's start with the 1A Canyon. I feel like we're gonna say the same thing here, and I hope that we do. If we do, it's gonna make me so happy. But we have got in the 1A Canyon, Ash Fork, El Capitan, Fredonia, Grand Canyon, the Phantoms. I love that mascot so much. And even more than the mascot, I love the little logo on AZ Preps. Seligman and Williams. I would gift Coach Sonny from Ash Fork a championship.
That's what I said.
That what you have?
I literally put.
Let me see it.
You guys can, dude.
You didn't. That's why.
No, I did.
I believe you just because I want to believe it. But
no, I swear. I swear, bro. I swear,
if you
I swear.
Know anything.
I don't want to make it seem like it's a fraud that I didn't do it.
No, I get you. So if you know anything about Coach Sonny out of Ash Fork, he coaches like 8 different sports there. This guy deserves a championship of some sort. So my gift to them over at Ash Fork is a championship because they deserve it.
That's I put Sonny title.
And that's what you put too? Dang, it's crazy.
I just put title. I think he just needs a title in every sport.
In every dude. And every single thing that he coaches, that have to be a crazy podcast.
Bro,
episode.
And super quick, dude. I know we just kind of briefly went over, but I'm telling you what I mean. Like when we say that he literally coaches every sport, he literally coaches every sport.
It's crazy, dude. It's wild.
He literally comes to the tournaments or like the scrimmages, and he just has his scene just roll on in, dude.
It's crazy, man.
He just gets after it. What a great guy. So for the 1A Central,
Anthem Prep, Desert Heights Prep, Mayor, North Phoenix Prep, and North Valley. Okay, I'm going to let you start this thing off.
I just put Boot and North Valley as a two-way, and then I also put give them OB.
Dang. And give them OB? What is it with you and OB, dude? It's crazy.
The intensity needs to be risen in those regions.
Okay, I got you. So I actually gave a gift to each of these teams, except for North Valley Christian. I gave a gift to Anthem Prep. I gifted Anthem Prep Luke Shaw. I gifted Desert Heights Bradley Curtis. I gifted Mayor Braden Gant. And then I gifted North Phoenix Bijo. And then North Valley, I didn't gift
anything. Hey, that's not bad.
So, like, I just think it'd be super fun to watch all them compete and watch North Valley have to try to corral those players and defend them. So, that's good. Okay, what about the 1A Copper? 1A Copper is Cibicue, Fort Thomas, Hayden, Joe City, Mogollon, and Superior Junior Senior.
Man, isn't your turn to go first or is it my turn?
I mean, I can go. It's all good. I would gift Kyson Owens a player of the year. I think the kid is...
The Viral Heap?
The Viral Heap Player of the Year award and also a player
of the year.
Hey,
you're crazy.
Hey,
you're crazy, dude.
What?
You're crazy.
Why is that crazy?
You for real?
I don't know if I'm missing something. I would gift him a player of the year.
The Viral Heap?
The Viral Heap Player of the Year.
No, you wouldn't. You're such a liar.
I'm giving him a gift.
Oh, that's right. It's a gift.
What are you talking? I'm not so saying that. I'm not saying he's going to win it. I'm just saying I would gift it to him.
What is the Viral Heap?
The Viral Heap Award goes to the most outstanding small ball player in Arizona. And there's a certain criteria for it, which an episode is still coming to describe that.
I'm dropping it.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're looking out for the most outstanding player in Arizona small ball. But Kyson Owens out of Mogollon has been on our radar ever since he was a sophomore. And he has just gotten better every year. And getting to see him at Round Valley was really cool. And, yeah, so I would give him that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dude. On the other hand, I gifted Fort Thomas Stuart Sandel.
Oh, okay.
I gifted Stuart Sandel twice.
Wait, twice? Oh, to
Paige. I gave him back to Paige, but then I also gave him to Fort. I couldn't think of anybody else tall.
Yeah.
That played for like a reservation team.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, he's probably the tallest, right?
I think 6'10", right?
I would say, yeah. So, okay. So that's 1A Copper. Why don't you move on to Tucson Northwest?
Ooh, this one's fun.
Hey, hold on. You need to like have some self-control. And I'm not kidding because I don't want to go back and edit this thing, okay? If you've listened to the podcast for a long time, you know what I'm talking about, but I'm serious.
I licked the mic.
So, Tucson Northwest. Tucson Northwest. ASDB Sentinels, Desert Christian Eagles, the Ray Bearcats, San Manuel Junior Senior Miners, and the Gregory School Hawks.
Hey,
my gosh.
Sorry. Shouts out to Superior for knocking off Ray.
That's true.
They did beat them. Speaking of a decent
That's their first loss of the season.
Loss, dude. They're out of the top 10. Anyways, with that being said, though, for the Tucson Northwest, dude, oh my gosh. I think they need a better region name first and foremost, so I'm gifting them that.
I like that. That's true.
I think it's stupid. And then for ASDB, I gave them the Shaw Brothers and then Lightfoot.
Okay, I like that. Max. I like that. That's really good. Okay. That's not what I thought you were going to say, so that's very good.
What did you think I was going to say?
I'm not going
to
say.
Do you want me to say it?
You know, this is what I would gift them.
You're smart.
I would gift every single one of them a Mike Esparza.
They need that.
You know what? I could even just take a step back, and huge shout out to Esparza out of Desert Christian, because he is like the best hype man, stats guy, scout guy for a team that anybody could ask for. I mean, if I could show you guys some of the paragraphs that this guy sends me about his team and about the players on his team, it's awesome. So I would gift every single one of these teams for more coverage a Mike Esparza, because he's out of Desert Christian. So really cool. Okay, let's move on to the 1A North. Okay, the 1A North. I'll start this one off. I want to gift St. Michael a brand new mascot, because nothing, and I know that for some people here, you're diehard Cardinals fans. I'm telling you, I cannot stand the Cardinals, and I hate the mascot of the Cardinals, so I would gift them a brand new mascot.
I actually went the same gift. No, not the same gift as that, but for the 1A North, I just thought how cool would it be to gift them, like, you know, reservation gyms. I was being biased, right, for the North Central, but for, like, the 1A North, that would be kind of cool if they got the reservation gyms.
I like that, too. When I think about them, it's like the Yetis, the Redskins, the Cougars, the Grizzlies. Like, those are cool mascots. And then you have the Cardinals. I don't like that. So, I like reservation teams.
Boo.
And I like a new one. Okay, so now we got the Tucson Southeast.
So the same thing, better region names. And then what I went with, this is a callback, some small ball history. This is the first year we started. I gifted Bobo, and you'll probably remember his name, but I can't remember it. But isn't it Manny something from Northwest Christian? It's like Manny Mariachi or whatever. Remember we see? Do you remember him? What was his name? I don't remember his name.
I think it was Rocky.
Rocky.
Mariachi.
Yeah, Rocky. I gifted Bobo Rocky.
Dude, that's great. He fits in with them.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's good. My gift is for Bobo, too. I would gift them a special trainer to deal with all of the injuries that I'm sure that they go through. Gosh. Because if you ever watch them play, they play all over the place.
They're literally a wrecking ball.
They're falling on the floor. Like, they're throwing their bodies all over. So I would gift Bobo a trainer for Christmas to deal with all those injuries. Let's move on to the 1A East. You got Cicero Prep. Oh, I didn't even say the teams in the Tucson Southeast, but it's Bobo, Duncan, Lord's Catholic, Patagonia Union, San Simon, St. David, and Valley Union. The Blue Devils. I love that mascot, by the way. And the 1A East, you got Cicero Prep, Lincoln Prep, PDSD, and Valley Lutheran. What do you got for this one, dude?
For the 1A East. This one was kind of hard for me, honestly. If I guess I had to get them something, I guess. You go and I'll
say
it.
Well, mine's pretty quick. I'd gift them more teams. That was one of the things that one of the kids wrote in, and I agreed with it. You know, like, just more teams. Four teams in a region is pretty rough.
That is pretty rough. Valley Lutheran Flames, I'd give them a better mascot.
You don't like the Flames?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
1A West.
Okay, this is the last one right here.
Here we are.
Unless you want to talk about Maryville Prep, which we can. But
I mean,
1A West. Okay, Antelope Union, Baghdad, Salome, and San Pasqual. I'm going to say this. I think that the Sultans may be one of the – I think the Sultans and the Frogs may be two of the best mascots in all of Arizona Small Bowl. But what I would do is I would gift Salome LeBron James. That's what I would do. I think it would be – I would love nothing more than to watch Salome – just blow up all over the internet and go crazy because of all the highlight reels from LeBron James. So I'm gifting that. Merry Christmas, Salome. Enjoy it.
Let me pull my notes app real quick because I had it typed in. I gave San Pasqual Shaq.
Oh, my gosh. Why San Pasqual Shaq? Why them and not other teams?
They can use it.
Dang. Okay. I like that.
The Warriors.
How many points do you think, like, a Shaq and LeBron James are averaging on that?
on those 1A teams. With a Shaq and LeBron, do they win a state title?
Do you even have to ask that?
Yes, that's I'm asking a serious question.
Yes, they win that. There's no way they don't. There's no way. It would be scary hours if they didn't. How many points, though?
I think Shaq would drag, I don't even know, like 50 plus.
You think that's it? I think he'd have more than that, bro. I think LeBron James would average like 70 or something.
70 a game?
Who's going to stop him, bro? I'm being
70?
Serious. I'm being serious.
8 minute quarters.
Why not?
I'll say realistic, like 40 points a game.
That's it, 50. You think that's it?
40, 50. I'm not giving him 70.
LeBron James, I know you're listening to this. That's crazy disrespectful.
Hey, he gave us a follow.
He did, which is really cool. It's awesome.
Yeah, let's move on.
So those are all of our gifts that we wanted to give out to each region here in the small ball. We thought it would be fun to just take some time out and do that, and it was very fun. Reyes, I think you gave some great gifts, dude.
Thanks, man. I thought you did, too. Super quick before we move on to our next segment, because I know this next segment is going to be kind of cool, but I kind of want to talk about it real quick. Just top three Christmas movies. Just give me your top three. I'm serious.
That's so out of left field, dude.
I know, dude. I was watching a podcast and they did it, and I was like,
top three Christmas movies.
It got me to think.
So you got to put A Christmas Story in there.
I've never seen it.
That's crazy. But I love A Christmas Story. You know, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. I love it. You've got to put The Grinch, the Jim Carrey one. You got to put that one in there. And then you've got a, you're crazy. The scene with the car when he's like driving and then he's like, it's gonna blow. And it's like a little toy car, dude. I would take that one. And then my third one. Krampus.
I haven't seen that one either.
It's a horror film.
Oh, is that like a new one kind of?
It's a tradition to watch a horror film on Christmas. So,
for you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't watch scary movies.
Okay.
Hey, so for those of you guys listening, Jeff does not watch scary movies. He plays a front on that one. Anyways, I put Home Alone 1 and 2.
That's a great movie.
Thanks.
I love those movies.
Those are solid.
Wait, does that count as two?
I don't know.
I think it does. Those are two separate movies, big dog.
Oh, dang. And I guess for my third movie, I don't even know after that. I must say freaking, I'll go Elf.
Elf is not bad, but I feel it's kind of basic.
The Grinch is basic.
Dude, the Grinch is a classic, bro. And then you add Jim Carrey to that, and it just goes off the charts.
Jim Carrey's been off the charts.
I know, he's awesome. So, okay, anyways, Reyes, that was off the cuff, dude.
I just thought about that. It's Christmas.
It is Christmas. It's
holiday
true.
Special, man.
And it is a Christmas-themed podcast. So before we move on to our next segment where we pick our 9 favorite coaches to lead us on Christmas Eve night, Our favorite coaches in the small ball, we do want to take a second to shout out our partners over at Cloud9 Sports. You know, Santa had 9 reindeers, right? Reindeer, Cloud9 Sports. I was going to find a way
Cloud
to connect that.
Nine, guys. If you're listening in the car right now, it's 9.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my gosh. So
I'm sorry I yelled, guys.
We just want to give a huge shout out to our partners over at Cloud9 Sports. They're a sports apparel company that is run by small ball coaches. They have all coached, and they care about small schools just as much as we do. For great quality products and service, you got to go check them out, cloud9sports.com, or send an email over to cloud9roger@hotmail.com. Use the promo code all caps smallballarmy, and I promise they'll take really, really good care of you. Let's get over to our new segment, or our next segment, where we pick our 9 favorite coaches to lead us, just like the reindeer led Santa. Okay, so let's get into this thing, okay? You know, I'm going to, full disclosure, I have a lot of really great coaches on my mind here, but I haven't been able to settle on just a top 9. So.
The freak you mean, dude?
I know, but I've got them in my head, so I'm going to figure it out.
You want me to go first then?
Why don't you start with who is playing the part of Rudolph?
Oh.
And we're not going to do all of these, but Rudolph is the one that I know. So I figured that we could at least go with this. Rudolph is the one who's leading the charge. He's like arguably the favorite of the reindeer. So what are your who's your part of Rudolph? Who's your first pick?
I'm super biased on this one. But I put the great Dan Wall.
I also picked.
You did not, bro. Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, it's like a swing and a miss not to. Like, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Redhead.
Coach Wall.
In the cold, nose turns red.
Exactly. So, no, I, you know, we don't need to go super deep into this, but, like, you know, Coach Wall, and I know that we have different relationships with Coach Wall, but, you know, that's my dog. That's my best friend. If I'm going to pick anybody to lead any type of program or anything anywhere, it's always going to be him first, because you can attest to this. The guy just does everything the right way. He does things the way that they should be done. He is beyond respectable. And as good as he is as a coach, he's an even better man.
And father.
And father and everything. So huge shout out to our dog out there, Coach Wall. You pick him first, though.
I pick him first.
As in the part of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay. Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. So I'd pick him because I
do you know that song?
I do know.
Can you sing it? How far can you get? Rudolph the Red. Let me go first. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even see it glow.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph
play in
any
reindeer. Damn it!
Chill out. You can't see this because it's audio only, but Reyes just threw something and it stuck to the wall pretty remarkably. I may edit that part out of us singing, but that's all good.
No, I'll leave that, please, dude. That was good.
Right?
If you edit it, you hate Christmas and you hate your family and you hate Lou.
Okay, so we got Coach Wall. Next up, the next person I'm gonna take my next two. Okay, I'm gonna take Coach Jason out of Gilbert Christian. I'm gonna take Coach Sill out of Florence, because, you know, us history teacher coaches, we gotta stick together, man. And, you know, we may be able to talk about some history on the trip.
Solid. I did. Wait, you chose the next two, right?
I got two and three on there.
So then I went with my two and three. I did Coach Myers and Coach Trigg.
Dang, yeah, those are good choices right there. I love those. Why did you pick them?
Huh?
Why do you pick them?
I like Coach Myers, like I said. You know, actually getting to talk to him a little bit and stuff like that. He's a really respectable guy. What he's done for ALA, what he's done for small ball. You know what I mean?
True.
He's done a lot. And then Coach Trigg, right? He's done a lot for Rancho. Same thing. He's athletic director.
Also done a lot for small ball.
And for his kids, honestly. I really respect how he's been able to help his kids get to the next level.
If he's going to take care of his kids like that, how much better is he going to take care of his reindeer?
Of us.
Of us, right? He's going to take care of all of us, yeah. Right? Because we're all going on this trip. That's good. So next one I'm going to pick is Coach Stryzek out of Phoenix Christian, right? Because, you know, on a long sleigh ride like that, you're going to need some laughs, dude. And Coach Stryzek, I'm going to say this, and I'm not just saying this. If you're listening to this, the podcast that we did with you.
That was fun.
That was probably the second funniest podcast that we have ever done with another guest. It was second to Coach Walls. But like,
Coach Walls was pretty funny.
But dude, that was so, I remember just logging off and being like, dude, this is so freaking funny. So slight plug, if you want to go back and listen to it, you can. That's evergreen. That's not like it's, that was just in the summertime and we were talking about different things. So I got to bring Stryzek.
I put Coach Bonner. I feel like he'd be a fun time, dude.
He would probably be really fun,
I think
too.
He'd be a fun time. Especially talking about at the ASBP.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
ASBP senior showcase. Mm-hmm. Actually, stay tuned for that too. Like I said, I have to show you something because I was actually building something for that.
Oh, okay.
That's for another time. But yeah, I think he should be a great time overall. He seems kind of funny.
Okay, so my next one I'm gonna take is
I thought you didn't write this down, dude.
I didn't. No, so I'm going right now. I have them all here, but I'm just like trying to think through who I want. It's almost like a draft board, you know. And I'm going through that. I think what I'm gonna take. Give me Coach Anderson. Okay, Coach Anderson out of Scottsdale, and the reason why is when I think of Coach Anderson, I think of a very analytical coach. I think of somebody who can game plan, who can think through things really well. And I think of that game against Rancho when they met in the playoffs, and he changed things up and just really got the upper hand over Rancho. He just dialed up all the. He's a great coach, really analytical. And if you're going through a windstorm, a snowstorm, if you need someone to draw something up and you plan, he can do it for you on the spot.
I like that, man. I actually went with Coach Walker out of North Valley.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, really cool guy. I always like. It's always sometimes fun when he like texts us like a little update or just.
I love it.
A little bit of something. You know, like we start laughing. It's pretty funny.
Okay, so I can't decide here, but I'm gonna go with Coach Smith out of Palo Verde, and this is the reason why. Right?
Interesting. I like that.
So I think about all these coaches that I picked: Coach Wall, Coach Jason, Coach Sill, Coach Stryzek, Coach Anderson, Coach Smith. Only one of those, to my knowledge, is down for it for a brawl. You know what I mean? And you could face something. You could face a Yeti, right, or whatever.
A Minotaur,
you know, whatever. And you need somebody who's got some street cred, who's not afraid to roll their sleeves up. Give me Coach Smith. He's ready for it, dude.
Oh, that's solid. I went with Coach Cook on the total opposite end of things.
He might be down for it. You never know.
Maybe.
I think he's down for it.
He probably might be down for it. Coach Cook, if you're listening to this, I think you're down for it.
I think he is. That's why you picked him.
Okay, what do you got next?
Okay, well, why did you pick Coach Cook?
Oh, why?
Well, yeah.
No reason. I literally just thought of, like, who would I want to lead my sleigh? Like, what reindeers? Like, literally, when you asked me, like, hey, like, what, choose your reindeers. Like, right, you literally texted me that. Right. He didn't even say choose your coat. He said, hey, choose your reindeers.
Choose your reindeers. Okay.
I have no reason besides I think he's just a great leader amongst men.
Give me Coach Meyer, because how can you not have a Coach Meyer on your – how could you not? You need someone like that. He is – I think almost he reminds me of a Coach Wall. Where
yeah, it's very close.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like he does things the right way, and he's a solid guy. I would want him on my sleigh.
I put Coach Hoggs. He's a great time, dude.
He is a great
he's
time.
He's a great
dude.
Time, dude. He does a great job delegating too.
Yeah, so I'll say my eight too. I have Hoggs on there as well because, you know, like you gotta have him on there. Like how can you not? Right? I'm gonna do this.
My eight was Coach Lewis out of PCD.
Oh, I like that.
I need to buy our way out of some situations, you feel me? No, I'm just messing with you, bro. I'm just kidding, Coach Lewis, if you're listening to this.
No, hey, for mine, I put Hoggs and a little asterisk. I put DeBoer on there, too. Hoggs and DeBoer because, you know, they're kind of a package deal, and you got to have that. You would do Coach Lewis. Is that your ninth one?
That's my ninth one.
Okay, so then I got my last one that I got to pick.
Who did you put for your last one?
Dang, bro. Oh, shoot. I gotta take a Coach Hill, right? I gotta take Coach Hill.
Dang, I didn't even think about that one. That's a really good pick.
Yeah, I gotta take Coach Hill. No. Oh, shoot. I thought of somebody else.
Who'd you think of?
For me, it's between Coach Hill and Coach Foshi. But I'm gonna take.
I put Coach Jason on there.
I'm gonna take Coach
from
Hill.
Gilbert. I put Gilbert's Coach Jason.
I'm gonna take Coach Hill because he's a bro.
He's such a bro. God, that's such a good one. I can't change my list. I feel
like in a terrible situation, he'd just be sitting back, just having a beer, and just chilling and be like,
or
hey.
Eggnog because
or know, eggnog, you Christmas. Know, because it's Christmas.
Or hot chocolate, right?
So, yeah, or hot chocolate, whatever.
Hey, so I know we just finished that. Do you want to hear my alternate list?
Alternate list.
I made two lists.
What's your alternate list?
You really want to hear it?
I do want to hear this, yeah.
I did current and former small ball coaches.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is actually pretty funny. I did Coach Smith out of Page.
Oh, okay.
Coach Smith out of Palo.
Okay.
Otis. Del Mar.
Oh, Del Mar, dude. Hey, he would get you through a long trip just talking.
Coach Howard.
Coach Howard, dude.
Rip.
Okay.
Coach Crooms.
Coach Croom. Dude, what am I thinking? Hey. How do we not pick Coach Croom?
Stry.
Dang, this is a good. I like this list.
Coach Randall.
Coach Randall, bro.
And then Obiton.
Dude, that's a I don't know what kind of elements you're going through, but that's a group that can scrap right there, dude.
I don't even really scrap. It'd be a good time. I think it'd be funny.
Do you think that they would make it to the end?
No, it's like Oregon Trail.
I think they would all just end up, you know, attacking each other.
You think so?
I think they would.
Oh, we should. That's a Patreon episode.
It is.
All the coaches and we just.
Think about if we could have orchestrated a tournament with Santan Charter, with Crooms, Sabino, Obitan. We Otis. Could have done Borgia Catholic with Otis.
Coach
we could
Smith.
Have done Coach Smith at Apollo Verde.
Coach Smith at Page.
Like, no, I'm talking about Coach Smith out of Palo Verde. So, like, if we organized a round-robin tournament between those four teams, what are the odds that there's a fight? Between the coaches, I'm saying.
Hey, I know he's not a coach anymore in the small ball, but Coach Howard, too.
Coach Howard, too, man. He was about it. That's awesome. So, okay, that's our Christmas-themed episode for you guys. And we wanted to hop on and do this because we've never really done this type of an episode before, but we hope you guys enjoyed it. Reyes, is there anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
Man, enjoy the presents. Enjoy the time with your family. If you're listening to this today, on Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
you know what you need to do? You need to, not only are you almost like a tier one, to mm-hmm. really become a tier one, enlist now and join the Army.
Because mm-hmm. you're obviously a small ball fanatic if you're listening to this on Christmas Day.
Literally.
So we
appreciate you.
We appreciate you guys tuning in and spending some time with us here on Christmas. And we hope you guys have a great Christmas. We will see you guys when we see you, but we're coming up soon. Small Ball Army out.